First supplementary estimates to be tabled in the House of Representatives next Tuesday, and Quarantine Validation and Indemnification Act gets approval. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome, and thanks for joining us.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission will be closed Thursday, November 27 and Friday, November 28 to facilitate removal to our new location. We reopen for business Monday, December 1 at 78C Hagley Park Road, Kingston 10, at the corner of Keesing Avenue just below the domes. Vehicular entrance on Keesing Avenue. Our contact details remain the same until further notice, 960-7279 or 960-7280. To get more information, go to bglc.gov.jm or send an email to info@bglc.gov.jm.
The first supplementary estimates for the 2014-2015 financial year will be tabled in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, November 25. This was disclosed by Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips in the lower house on Tuesday. The estimates are to be discussed by the Public Administration and Appropriations Committee, PAAC, and will then be debated in the House of Representatives on December 9.
We would expect and hope that the PAAC would make arrangements subsequent to the laying of the supplementary estimates to have its sittings and to put the House in a position to consider, to debate the supplementary estimates on the 9th of December.
The 2014-2015 estimates of expenditure were approved in the House in May and showed that $404.6 billion was allocated for recurrent or housekeeping expenses and $134.6 billion for capital or development expenses. An act to validate and confirm as lawful all official acts done by the purported members of the Quarantine Authority was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The bill, Quarantine Validation and Indemnification Act, was piloted by Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. Dr. Ferguson explained that Section 3(3) of the Quarantine Act facilitates the appointment of members of the Quarantine Authority to serve for a period of 3 years.
After the expiration of their tenure, the above-named members of the authority continue to perform official duties under the Act beyond their tenure, namely during the period commencing the 4th of February 2011 and ending the 12th of June 2011, without being duly reappointed in accordance with the provisions of the Act.
Dr. Ferguson further noted that Cabinet approved the appointment of new members to the authority and decided that a validating and indemnifying legislation would be required to confirm the continuation in office of the members of the previous authority, this for a 4-month period in 2011.
Accordingly, the purpose of the bill is to validate and confirm as lawful all official acts done by the purported members of the authority in good faith and inadvertently as to their being unlawful during the period commencing February 4, 2011 and ending on June 12, 2011 in the purported exercise of the functions and duties of a member of the authority and to indemnify the members of the authority from liability in relation thereto.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. The legislation will be sent to the Senate for its approval. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
Are you a public sector worker who is close to retirement or already a pensioner? The Accountant General's Department, the nation's treasury, invites you to Pensioners Day on the lawns of Devon House, November 21. Come and add your knowledge about the modernization of government pension directly from the experts. Get information regarding your health from Sachikran NHF, financial advice from NCB JNBS. Visit other booths such as NIS, Fidelity Motors, Salada Foods, Perishable Limited, Pensioners Association, and much more. Yours truly, Jenny Jenny, will be there. Call 922-832-027 for more information. The Accountant General's Department, improving nonstop.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.